for one of the guys that's been one of the young stars of this basketball team for Colorado Mesa. Trevor Baskin joins us this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Trevor, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the game that you had this past weekend up at the Comfort Inn Classic in Gunnison, taking on Southwest New Mexico. You put together a double-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds in that game, 18 points, excuse me, 13 rebounds in that game. Solid performance. Your basketball team went up there and played really well in those games up in Gunnison.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our team was happy with the way we played, came out with great intensity, and really, it all started on the defensive end. We knew that if we played great team defense, they would have a hard time scoring on us. And in both games, really, we really focused on the defensive end. And then the offensive end just went off of what our defense was doing. Gave us a lot of good looks in transition, which really opened us up.
Mavericks 4-3 right now. Trevor Baskin of the CMU men's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. And look, you got some little bit easier competition at that Comfort Inn Classic as opposed to how you guys started out the season. The D2 CCA tip-off classic, you had number 3 West Texas A&M, when, of course, you guys were ranked, I believe, at number 4 at that time. A tough test in Damon College as well during that stretch, along with 19th-ranked Dallas Baptist, St. Edwards as well. I mean, you faced some really good regional competition during that stretch with the D2 Conference Challenge and also the Tip-Off Classic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was probably, Coach was saying, we probably have the toughest start to a Division II season in the country. I mean, every team we played was very capable, favorites to win their conference, and it was really good for us, though, because we learned a lot about ourselves. We learned what we needed to work on, where we need to get better, and it was really just a good like benchmark to start our season off. Even though the outcomes didn't come the way we wanted, we learned a bunch about ourselves. And I mean, West Texas was in the national championship game last year, and when we give ourselves opportunities to win that game, it's nice to know that we're obviously still up there and capable of competing at the highest level.
Redshirt freshman from Pomona High School, Trevor Baskin, from the CMU men's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. Where do you feel like you've made improvement strides from last year, Trevor? Of course, last year playing all 23 games. You averaged just under 5 points per game, a little over 3 rebounds per contest. Did a nice job, averaging about a block per game, helping out on the defensive end. But where do you feel like you've made some of your biggest improvements from last year to this season?
I would say genuinely my all-around game. I focused a lot on my shooting, being able to take people off the dribble. Footwork in the post was a big deal because I knew that if I was gonna have some people that would always be outweigh me and be just as tall as me, but I would have speed, and I always need good footwork for that. Worked on ball handling, worked on rebound, worked on my strength. I mean, genuinely, facet of my game I worked on and tried to improve, but definitely my finishing, footwork, and shooting were key points and stuff.
Trevor Baskin joining us today, currently third in scoring and rebound for the Mavericks at 11.4 points per game and 5.4 rebounds per contest. And with Ethan Menzie lost of the season due to the knee injury, I know that the Mac Rinneker's kind of picked up, you know, a lot of the minutes at that spot that Ethan had at the post. But certainly you also are asked to do more to contribute inside both offensively and defensively, because that's a big loss when you use a player like Ethan Menzies.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose an All-American a couple weeks before the season starts, you're obviously going to have some growing pains trying to figure out who's going to try to play his position, guard who he guarded. But our team is talented enough to where we don't have to put a lot of pressure. We don't have to replace Ethan. We have enough talent to, we knew our roles would increase just a little bit with the falling of Ethan. So really it was just knowing we had a little bit more extra responsibility on each end of the court. I mean, Mac did a fantastic job on guarding some of the big men that Ethan would typically guard. The kid from Damon, who was averaging 27 and scored more than 2,000 points, Mac basically shut him down. So, I mean, everyone's stepped up to the challenge of trying to help pick up the slack to where Ethan would carry it. So, yeah, everyone's done a good job of trying to help out.
Trevor Baskin of the CMU men's basketball team with us today on the Team Sports Network. Mavericks, of course, won the RMAC regular season title last year and won the RMAC tournament title. Unfortunately, lost to Northwest Nazarene in regional play over at the Colorado School of Mines. But, I mean, at one point, your team was the number one team in the nation in the D2 basketball poll. A lot of things to build off of from last year, Trevor, and certainly the bar has been set very high for this basketball team in this 2021-2022 season.
Oh, definitely. I mean, our expectations are through the roof. If we want to compete at the highest level and obviously being recognized that we're ranked number one was good, but we'd rather be ranked number one at the end of the very end of the season with the national championship. But everyone knows what we're capable of on our team. We all have the same goals in mind, and we know we're capable of reaching those goals. We shall have to work well together and give it our all.
I know last year's loss to Northwest Nazarene was disappointing. I was there to call it. They just they shot lights out. They just they had a great offensive night, especially from the perimeter. And I know that's a game that's got to be, you know, sticking in your craw, the rest of your teammates' craw. I mean, you guys are, you know, pretty much everybody's back from last year. And, you know, it's not something you probably spend every day thinking about or talking about, but certainly that gives you a lot of motivation to get back to that opportunity once again in regional play to move on and like you said, maybe a chance to win a Division II championship.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that game, it really lingered with us for a while in the preseason last spring, especially in this over the summer. A lot of us, what we were thinking about when we were lifting, working on our game, we said, we knew we dropped the ball in the regional tournament. We knew we should have beaten them. We didn't play to the best of our abilities by any means. And we just know that we have to play our best game almost every game or just play it as hard as we could, because I don't think we did either against Northwest Nazarene. So we know we have to do that every game if we want to win, because every team we play will have the capability and the players and the skill to beat us. So, yeah.
Trevor Baskin joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, I think people still forget how young this team is. You're a redshirt freshman. Christopher Speller's a redshirt freshman. Blaze Threat, who's got off to a really good start, redshirt freshman. Reese Johnson, redshirt freshman. Mac Reniker, who we've talked about, redshirt freshman. I mean, this is still a really, really young basketball team because of the COVID year and getting that extra year of eligibility.
Yeah, I mean, we got the same thing with Owen Koontz and Isaac Jessup, who were the transfers from CU. We grew up all throughout high school playing with them, so they're the same age as us. We have two more freshmen. And then when we get Sam Goulet and Nick McCurry off of injury, they're coming back. They're looking really good. I mean, with the exception of Georgie and Jared, we have like 13 players that are technical freshmen right now, either redshirt or true, or I guess redshirt and COVID year freshmen. I mean, we have a lot of talent, a lot of young talent still, so it's exciting.
Trevor Baskin of the CMU men's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. Last year, as the season went along, few people were able to come in and watch basketball last year during the COVID year. How excited are you and your teammates to get to play in this Thanksgiving Classic, be at home at Brownson Arena, and have the herd out there and have the Mav faithful out there this weekend? This has got to be something you guys are really pumped about.
I cannot wait, and I know the guys can't wait. I mean, we haven't played in front of a crowd in probably since my last game of my senior year of high school in 2019 or in 2020. So it's been well over a year, and for some people, it's been. I mean, same time was when they won the RMAC tournament in 2020 as well. It's been a long time since we played in front of a crowd. And my dad always tells me how fun it is to play in front of the Maverick faithful and play in Bronson. He says it's great energy and obviously get a good crowd. So I cannot wait till Friday and Saturday. I'm very excited.
I imagine your dad, of course, was a Maverick great. Mom and dad are going to be over to watch you play this weekend, right?
They are. They're coming up for Thanksgiving. Going to have Thanksgiving with them, and then they're going to come watch a couple games. So they're really excited for this week.
Well, excited to be out there once again. I was over at your game, of course, when you lost, unfortunately, to Northwest Nazarene. It was just such a weird experience with nobody there, and it's going to be great to have fans back at Brownson Arena this weekend for the Holiday Inn Airport Thanksgiving Classic. Hey, Trevor, I appreciate the time. A sensational start to your season, and lots of basketball left to play, and I know you're looking forward to at least starting with this weekend at home with the Thanksgiving Classic. Appreciate it, Trevor. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have
all
a good one.
All right. Trevor Baskin, coach, or actually, excuse me, his dad, John, great player at Mesa back in the day. And Trevor, of course, is off to a great start, as we mentioned, the third leading scorer for the Mavericks and also their third leading rebounder right now. But Blaze Threet, he's off to a sensational start as well for the Mavericks. We still hope to maybe try to track down Taylor Wagner. I don't think that's probably going to happen today. But we will talk with the notorious MDG, Mike DeGeorge, Trevor Baskin's coach, coming up in just a few minutes. All right, let's get to this day in sports history. 1947, Sammy Baugh throws six touchdown passes. The Washington Redskins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 45-21. Also 1958, Bobby Mitchell of the Cleveland Browns returns a punt and a kickoff for touchdowns and a 28-14 win over Philadelphia. 1968, Houston scores 49 points in the fourth quarter to complete the route of an injury-riddled, flu-stricken Tulsa Hurricanes team. They win 100-6. Yeah. 1975, Minnesota's Fran Tarkenton becomes the all-time completions leader in the NFL. He completes his 2,840th pass in the Vikings' 28-13 win over the San Diego Chargers. 1984, Doug Flutie passes for 472 and leads Boston College to a 47-45 upset win over Miami with a last-second touchdown throw to Jared Phelan. I remember watching that game.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it live, but I know the play.
I actually watched it live back in the day in the living room out in the house in Appleton. 1991, Desmond Howard returns a punt against rival number 18, Ohio State, for a touchdown, celebrating with a Heisman pose and route to number 3, Michigan's biggest win of the Buckeyes in almost 50 years. The Wolverines win 31-3. Sorry, buddy.
Why you got to put that into the atmosphere right now?
Sorry. That's this day in sports history.